The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Pittsburgh on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from the line of Gene Wang with the Washington Post.
Hi, James. How are you? Good afternoon.
Hi, Gene.
I was curious about Trace. When you were recruiting him at Briarwoods, what did you see out of him there that kind of gave you an indication he could be a special player in college? And also, as a follow-up, leader since in his time at Penn State?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, he was a winner. You know, you don't go to four straight state championships and win three of them without having something about you. I mean, I think you could probably win a state championship in a lot of states by having a really good year. But when you're able to win at that high of a level, that consistently, there's something more there. There's something about you that brings out the best in others. So that was the first thing. He was a winner. Then I think the other thing is he was a football player. You know, he was a guy that we thought was good enough to get an offer as a safety. Once we saw him throw in person, we thought he threw well enough to be able to play quarterback for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then obviously, you know, getting a chance to kind of get to know him and his family. Comes from a football family. His dad played at Richmond. You know, really strong two-parent home as well. So just so many factors. Great student. He just had too many things. If you list out all the things you're looking for at the quarterback position, you know, besides being 6'3", he kind of has them all. And it's my belief that, you know, guys that have a number of traits, they usually continue to have success. It's the guy that has one really desirable trait that you get excited about. Those guys don't always pan out. So, you know, that probably goes hand in hand with the other question about leadership. You know, those were still part of those traits that I was talking about. You know, you don't take your team to four straight state championships without having those other aspects. And at the quarterback position, I mean, it's not like you can not have that aspect of your personality. That's got to be there, you know, if you want to be successful at the highest levels.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve McGargy with the Associated Press.
Just wondering, it seems a lot of quarterback injuries in the last couple of weeks.
Hi, Steve.
Well, how are you doing today?
Good.
I'm just wondering, it seems, how difficult is it with all the wave of quarterback transfers throughout the country over the years? How difficult is it to develop depth at that position, to be able to get a proven backup at quarterback? Is it any tougher now than maybe it might have been several years ago?
I think it's challenging because these guys are hearing from so many different people, and our society now is to the point where everybody thinks the easiest thing is to take the path of least resistance. But, you know, I think what we're trying to do is, you know, understand, you know, that the guys have a special opportunity to play here at Penn State. You know, some are going to have to wait for it. If you are a big-time program like we want to be on a consistent basis, you know, we're going to go out and sign one of the top quarterbacks in the country every single year, and those guys are going to have to come in and compete. And it's not like playing other positions. You know, other positions, you can rotate guys in and things like that, but the quarterback position, you know, you got one of them. You got one of them that plays, you know, the majority of the time. So, yeah, it's a challenge because I think – you know, our society now, everybody wants, you know, the, you know, instant gratification. And, you know, we're fortunate we got a group of guys that we have recruited and that we have developed, and they get it. You know, and they also understand that, you know, through sacrifice and through preparation and through hard work, they got a chance to take over the keys of one of the, you know, most storied programs in college football. So I think that helps as well as, you know, guys realize that, you know, if I wait, I got a chance to take over, you know, a program that has a chance to do some really, really special things.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Jerry DePola of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Good afternoon, James. Thanks. Thank you for your time. I was wondering, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Coach, I was wondering what you said to Saquon Barkley this year, this summer, about all the Heisman hype going to be coming his way. And if you haven't said anything, if you didn't think it was necessary, how do you think he's going to handle it?
No, you know, for us, you know, no different than talking about goals and expectations as a team before the season starts. We talk about them one day. Last year, we had one conversation as a team about what our goals and objectives were for that season and what the guys wanted to do. And then we never talked about them again. You know, from that point on, it was let's work hard to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to give us the best chance to achieve those objectives. And then, you know, it's the same thing, I think, with Saquon. I think, you know, Saquon, we had a conversation to make sure he was going to be kind of comfortable with some of the things that we were planning on doing. And then, you know, how we were going to use them. And, you know, no different than the meeting I had with every player before the season starts, obviously a little bit magnified with him because of the situation. But we talked about it that one day. He was comfortable with it. And then we've moved forward and haven't really talked about it since. You know, Saquon knows in our program what we talk about is, you know, with group success comes individual recognition. So, you know, Saquon knows that if our team is successful and he's doing everything he possibly can as an individual to help our team, that good things will happen for everybody. And, you know, Saquon has been, you know, one of the most, you know, selfless guys that I've ever been around. He's never once in his time here asked for more touches, asked for more opportunities, asked for more playing time. He never has. It's always been about the team. It's always been about the O-line. It's always been about the defense. It's always been about everybody else.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Franklin. How you doing?
Hi, Christopher.
Talk about this game against Pittsburgh. You know, let's talk about this rivalry for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're excited about playing Pittsburgh this week because it's the team that we play this week. Every week for us, our routine doesn't change. Each week for us is the Super Bowl. It's the most important game because it's the next game on our schedule. So we're excited about playing Pittsburgh because it's the game we play this Saturday. And last week was the same, and the week before that was the same, and it'll always be that way. It's, you know, this is the most important game on our schedule because it's the next game on our schedule.
I know you guys won big over Akron. Is there something you guys have to work on this week to get better? I know everybody needs to work on something, you know, in week two.
Yeah, we got to get better in every area. You know, I thought our effort was good, but we still got a little bit more in tank. There was some, you know, some penalties that we made, and I'm okay with aggressive penalties, but when we had some penalties for missed assignments and things like that or not understand the rules completely, then as coaches and players, we got to do a better job with those things. You know, that we look at key statistics in the game, and the one key statistic that we didn't win, we tied, was turnovers. You know, we gained one turnover and gave up one turnover, so we got to do a better job there. But explosive play battle, drive start battle, sack battle, things like that, you know, we were pretty successful. So we got to clean up third down on offense. We got to create more turnovers on defense. And on special teams, we got to eliminate penalties. We had too many penalties on special teams.
Well, good luck this Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.